Hi all, it's Becky with Smart Money and YKYZ here to tell you why procrastination is actually a good thing, sometimes. Of course, this microcast is about being smart with your money, so I'm focusing on when putting off buying things is actually good. If you have procrastinated saving for retirement, setting up your 401k, and so on, this encouragement is not for you, okay? Go do it. Back to the wonders of procrastination. We, especially those of us in America, are so used to getting what we want when we want it. Instant this, microwave that, delivery, same day shipping, we've forgotten how to wait. There is not a cooling down period between I want it and I've got it. What if we decided to wait, put off buying things? Would it save money in the long run? Yes, it does. Here's why. First, often waiting to buy something makes you realize you didn't really need it in the first place. Maybe you cleaned out a few drawers and discovered you already have 6 of the eyeliner you wanted. Maybe you forgot you even wanted it. Maybe, gasp, you just learned to live without a glass watering globe for all 32 of your houseplants. Second, and this is what I'll be talking about in the next microcast as well, waiting to buy something often means it's cheaper. If you're buying tech, like a new video game, smartphone, laptop, what have you, waiting a bit usually means the bugs can get worked out by the time you buy it. Windows 10 update, anyone? I remember it. It crashed my computer and we lost a lot of data. So let's talk about the joys of procrastination and how it's good for your wallet. See you in the next episode.